All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, let's go.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing New Podcast. We are live Thursday. I think we're on time. We're on time, right?
Let's see. Yeah, it's...
Exactly. Shut up! 7:30 on the money, man. Like always, and thanks to me, I'm always on time. Yeah, that's me.
By the way, five-ish.
You can hear the other thing talk. Yeah, he's here too, unfortunately. But I got Quez right here next to me, and today we have two referees with us from the RGB. Let me put him up there. Hold on, here we go. Next to that ugly thing over there, in the corner, that's two. By the way, what's going on? Say your name, man. Say your name. Let's go. And then you got
El Terrible.
I can't really see over there that well, man. I'm having a bad glare. I can't see very well.
Oh, my eye!
You're right. You forgot your glasses.
No, it's your damn bald head, man.
It's reflecting like shit.
I can
read.
I'm ready. We got a great show.
Right, let's go get ice cream.
All right, guys. See you later.
Where are we going?
Where are we going? Who's buying?
I got my EBT, bro.
EBT? Oh, wow.
EBT card, yeah.
Wow. I'll make sure I sign Grant off of that. Okay.
we're getting wow. Pints tonight. The good stuff.
Refereeing ain't easy. Anyways. But we got these guys in the house to talk a little bit more wrestling this week, since we've been talking wrestling
all week.
Yeah, because I know next week already we got EAW coming down, and also we got the big, huge event happening down in Cine del Rey. That's going to be another great event coming in. But we got these guys to talk to us a little bit. Mondo's been a while. I mean, you've been here already, what, twice?
Yeah,
already
in the podcast? Once a year, man. Yeah.
I got you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Where are you from and how we got here, man?
Well, we don't got enough time to talk about myself.
Oh, here we go.
At least 10 hours.
Oh,
for
my
one
God.
Chapter of my life. So
oh, my God.
We got to condense this in, what, 2 minutes, 5 minutes?
It was possible.
How much time we got?
We got an hour.
You got to remember that I'm in the show.
Let's just get the Cliff Notes version.
Just the basic. Even the Cliff Notes, like 10 volumes. So,
my gosh. We don't want the Peter Jackson version. We just want to tell the story, man. They take the Lord of the Rings, man. Let's go.
What do you want to know?
Tell us all about you, man.
What do you want?
I can
give you 10 hours of myself.
Shut it down.
All right, let's start with, why the fuck are you here?
Let me give him a ringer for that. All right, so obviously, you know, Mondo gave me the invite because he's like, man, this guy's the best. I haven't seen anybody like him, so you got to have him on the show.
Right.
And you guys already told me it's been two times.
Yeah,
like I say, that's two times already. Two times, too many times already.
Well,
so, yeah, we don't need that.
It is what it is.
All right, so, I'm happy to bring the show up a notch, you know, me coming here.
There you go.
So, yeah, this guy, hey, now the show, the quality would be down here a little bit.
Damn, we got Cat Williams in the podcast today,
coming
right?
Coming up here, could be like 60 million views over here.
Sure, yeah, we got whatever. This club.
He knew what was coming in, so he's like, man, I can't compete. So I'm just going to get out of here. Now, I've been refereeing for about 10 years.
All right.
I started in California before I met this guy. And I did about 4 years in the Central Coast. That's where I started my refereeing career. And then I moved back to the Valley. I'm actually living in Matamoros right now, so
really?
I moved over there.
I started refereeing
over there about 3 years ago, and it's been a great experience to be able to do the Lucha Libre style over there.
That's awesome,
and,
man.
And I was fortunate enough to been working in the American Lucha Libre or American wrestling
right.
in California,
right?
And then learning a lot from the Lucha Libre style of Matamoros, and then coming over here, being able to bring it all together, a little bit of both styles.
Mm-hmm. We've only known each other for a few months, bro. I met this guy, when was it? September? I met
September.
We actually had a show with 3-Bad Productions at the museum. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met him right there. And of course, you know, we needed another referee for another event that was coming up. So I was like, I think he's a referee.
He looks the part.
I am the part.
And that's when we got you for
we went to
that event that happened at the convention center, McAllen.
Mexlan,
or something like that.
Okay. All right.
In McAllen, yeah,
it was fun.
It was fun.
It was a lot of people. Yeah. It was packed.
That was good.
That day, man. And, you know, but it's fun.
I mean, I see that you're sitting there. I can see through the camera. If everybody can see him right here in the camera, he's wearing a lot of bling underneath that officiating stuff. Is that when you come in the ring?
Vamos a hablar de diversión, lo que es entretenimiento de verdad, ¿verdad? That's what we came for. No, vamos a hablar. That was only just a small mention. He's out. Yeah.
All right. Well, so since the cacahuate is sitting to the right hand of the screen, I'm sorry, bro. Just the glare still hitting my eyes. I'm trying to concentrate. sit back a little bit. Right there. Perfect. That's perfect. Now I can actually put the camera there. Now we can come on camera. Now it looks clear. It's because he sits forward. He gets real bright.
Of course, I have to spit shine my hair.
We got Crystal Ramos saying, ¿Qué es esto?
Crystal Ramos
saying, ¿Qué es esto? That's what she's saying, bro. I don't know what that's all about, but
if she's never been to a Lucha Libre or wrestling event, that she doesn't know. So.
If you want to know these gentlemen, the main guy here right now is the man with the bling bling. I'd say that right now. But the cacahuate has his thing going here too, man. I don't know. You should have never told me that, bro, that I first know that you were a referee, man. It stuck to me forever. Like, oh, that's what. Why can't I think of this since when we first met?
Yeah, right. Because I wasn't a cacahuate. I actually got here, and I'll still never forget how that freaking nickname came.
This is my first time meeting referees at a wrestling. Like, I got so many questions. So
go ahead, man. Dish it out.
Y'all ever get hit like by accident?
By accident, yes, and no.
Like, what's the worst? The worst
hit. Always by accident.
It's always by accident.
Accident. That's why.
Yeah.
Accident.
But I guess you said something about worst hits and all that.
Like,
well, we've had basically everything: chair shots, drop kicks, body slams, staplers. Pretty much.
Yeah, we've been stapled. Chairs. Tables.
They're pretty much everything good. I mean, trash cans.
Catch this jack wrestling? What the fuck?
It's wrestling.
A lot of times what happens is that the promoters bring some of these luchadores that we call them the extremos.
Yeah.
Luchadores extremos. That's what basically that's what they love to do. So when they come down, accidentally, by the time you know it, we're involved in it too. By the time you see asshole, lo que sea.
That's what happens. You gotta enforce the rules. You enforce the rules.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta get your butt kicked.
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't go by the rules.
Yeah, right.
If you enforce the rules up there with them, they're gonna knock you out. So make sure that they go at it at how they know how to do it.
I want to ask you a question. Also, I mean, I know wrestling itself is a very physical. There's a lot of bodies moving at 100 miles per hour in that ring. Okay. And the small square ring it is. When there's an actual, and we talked about this last time, oh, yeah, about them being injuries, injuries in the ring. I mean, I saw a video about a couple of days ago. These were the micro wrestlers, and one of the guys fell out the ring and he busted his back. He couldn't feel his legs.
Oh, yeah.
And at first they thought it was
part of the show.
And then he broke the third wall and called the guy that was watching him Jack, which is a real name. And you could see the emotion in his face, like, you know, that's the key. You know, he's in a lot of pain. He's saying he can't feel his legs. Hey, have you ever come across something like that in the ring when you guys are out there doing your thing?
Pretty much, I'll be honest.
All the time.
You have?
Yeah. I think our number one job is the wrestler safety.
Yeah.
Right, so that's we always got to be on point, be able to recognize what's not part of the wrestling event itself. So when you see something that's not, it's out of the ordinary or the norm, you know how they move, you know how they react, and if you know they're not getting up from a certain bump,
you have to communicate.
You got to communicate. You got to go down there real quick. I mean, that's your number one priority. Is safety.
Right, that's basically your
job.
That's
why I told a lot of these people, Mark, that are these young guys that our referees,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Iván, you've seen them también. Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot of videos on the no tan al tanto.
Right.
They're not into it. They're just somebody in a zebra shirt, like we call them.
Right.
And they're up there and they're not really doing their job. Your job is to really protect not only yourself, but the wrestlers también.
Right.
I mean, you have to really protect them. You know, if you see that something is not right, hey, communicate. Can you continue? No. Of course, you know, we always have that sign.
Yeah, right.
That's what it means. In other words, somebody's see how we can continue. But yeah, dude, I mean, we've seen accidents. I mean, I don't think we can sit here and say that we have never been witness to anything like that, because we've seen it all.
I think every show there's some type of small injury, at least during one of the matches.
Right.
There's some type of small injury that you won't find out until you're later on, you know, back in the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be like, man, my shoulder hurts, or I did something with my fingers or whatever.
Right.
Well, I think any wrestler would prefer a small injury, like a, you know, a hurt shoulder, something, as opposed to.
I don't think they prefer any kind of injury.
Well, then, what are you doing wrestling? You know, what are you doing?
I mean, for everybody that out there that think that wrestling or lucha libre is just an entertainment, absolutely, I will be honest, it is. But at the same time, it's
painful.
It's risky. It's painful. Even nosotros as referee, believe me, we have gotten chair shots, thrown objects at us. You know, wrestlers have actually body slammed us, clotheslined us, and sometimes they don't even know their own strength.
Even, and this was the audience. This wasn't even a record.
Even something as simple as us going down to count to three,
mm-hmm.
I've had, you know, shoulder pains, something from coming down and just counting, you know, because you gotta count kind of hard to make it.
Sí, pero tú te alientas acá como Superman.
That's what I do. That's why I pay you the big bucks, right? So, acá los dos se
cambian bien este como una plancha.
You gotta do that. You gotta be able to, you know, be there and make it look good.
Right.
But, yeah, it's always like that. So, it's always somebody's gonna get hurt in one of the shows.
Right.
And when nobody gets hurt, that's when it's like, man, that's
a show.
We're blessed. Yeah,
that was a good show, pretty much.
You know, I think maybe one out of every 5-6 shows, somebody's comes out injured.
Right.
You know, and that's not only the luchadores también, right?
Right.
I've seen
more women wrestlers go out there and take the higher risks now
than
what the men do sometimes.
Yes.
And that, for me, watching that, that's kind of, it's intimidating, but at the same time, you're kind of worried a little bit, you know.
I haven't seen that yet. I still haven't seen it where the women are
at
the level of taking those risks.
In the lucha libre, we've seen more of the females, more rudeza, like we call it.
That's different.
That, you know, we've seen more of the rudeza. They want to get
that,
more of that.
I think that's...
But more arrow and all that, I have not
seen. The female nature of how they go at it, it's a little bit different than the men.
A little bit more chaotic.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
And okay, it takes a lot of training to do that, dude. It takes a lot of training, you know, to be up there. You know, a lot of these young kids, yes, you want to impress the promoters. Yes, you want to try to be better than somebody, but no, just try to be better than yourself.
Speaking of better than somebody, I mean, when you guys officiate your matches, do you all criticize you guys, each other, when you guys are in there? I mean, as far as like the match calling, what you're doing, you should have done like this, you should have done like that.
Honestly, we give each other advice. You know, we give each other, I've been in this business more than him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we give each other advice. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll talk to each other and we'll say, hey, sabes que, it was good, pero en la otra, duele, vamos a hacer esto.
Right.
You know, just be on this side or be on this area. Hey, este jale pasó, don't do it. You know, and all that. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a friendship that we have like family.
Uh-huh.
So we give each other advice on it. We help each other.
I think for the most part, it's whenever somebody new comes in, like myself, when I came in, I know I'm going into a new family. Let's meet
like that.
Mm-hmm. So you go, you find out the more experienced the referee or wrestler or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And then you ask for advice. Hey, how do you want me to work? You know, how do I fit in here?
Yeah.
I guess that's the most important thing is finding out how do you fit into this group, a new group that you're going in. So you can't just go in and you know, act like you know everything. You got to be humble enough to go in. I'm not humble, by the way. I already know. It's just me showing up, right? No.
The appearance of being humble. Whilst remaining awesome.
Well, consider the fact you're wearing the bling. I got a gentleman over here, Mondo over here, showing off all his merch on the other side of the table.
As a matter of fact, it's not my merch in that. These are actually my Lucha Libre shirt that I used to use.
There you go. Oh, okay.
The reason that I have actually the top ones is because, of course, we're going to talk about a little bit about the events that we got coming up.
Right.
Of course, you know, February the 10th at the Casa de Amistad. We're going to be at the Casa de Amistad with Will Wrestling and some new promotion. Of course, we have Love or Pain 2 coming up. This is actually the shirt from the very first Love and Pain that we had at Los Portales, which was last year.
Okay.
And of course, you know, these are the promoters that we basically work more for, of course, 3Bat Production and Salinas Promotion. I don't have the shirt from Will, but yeah, Will and Salinas are together.
Okay.
Of course, I want to also send out a big shout out to Danny Chance from New Breed Wrestling. You know, he has given me the opportunity to help him also. He's doing an excellent job también. I have to have one of these shirts, Danny. If you're watching, I'm gonna get one of these shirts that I'm in with your name on it.
Your face in front.
But you know, I mean, I also wear
the hearts in the eyes.
I've been working on you.
Give me a chance.
Give me a chance. Yeah, a big chance.
I've
been working with New Breed Wrestling on and off with them, you know, on some shows, and I love working with them. As a matter of fact, if I'm mistaken, New Breed Wrestling, they're going to have their New Breed Wrestling School of Trials tomorrow. Wrestling of School
Trials tomorrow.
I think, at 5:30? And one of the instructors, as a matter of fact, you had him here last week, Jim Blackheart.
Yes, he was here last week.
That was 2 weeks ago.
With Alvaro,
formerly known as Bandana Joe.
Bandana Joe.
He's out working with AEW, you know, as a commentator, if I'm not mistaken. That's an excellent job. You know, a lot of people who get up there, you know, that's because they've earned it. You know, they've worked so hard to get where they want to be.
Right.
You know, of course, I have used more Lucha Libre Wrestling as a hobby. I never really took it as, I love it. I can say that it's not my profession, but I love doing it. You know, and I've done it for so many years, but I never took it as a professional job where I just a full permanent job.
Right.
But then again, with New Breed Wrestling, we have a show coming up this Sunday at the Landmark Tower.
Shout out to our sponsors.
At 7 or 7:30. I think the doors open at 6. And then, of course, first bell, I think it's at 7. It's going to be a hardcore hitting action.
It's a hardcore hitting.
It's going to be hard horse.
chewing it up right there.
I did say the war.
I mean,
it's
something I can get
behind. All
right,
guys.
We're going to Walmart.
What's the address?
I'm
asking for a friend.
asking for a friend. That are the referees that I hear. But yeah, these are actually some of the shirts that I've used before, and I decided to bring them. That way we can say hello to our promoters, actually.
There you go. Shout out to the promoters.
And of course, we have with 3Bat Productions, we have our show on February the 3rd, which is going to be next Saturday at the Port Isabel. At the Port Isabel Culture and Event Center.
There you go.
We're bringing Bien Atlantis, Atlantis Jr., Hijo de Octagon también. Of course, you're going to have fun with La Bugadilla, bro.
I told you.
I'm a ring announcer. I already told 3Bat Productions that when I'm announcing, I'm doing it from the bottom. I'm going to be over there on the stands. I'm not going to be nowhere near that ring club because the Bugambilla is going
to
be there.
This is the first time I see Mother. I go, wow, 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 wow.
And because this guy, he's an exotic luchador. You know, he's not like Pimpinella or Vladimir. He's
right.
An exotic dude, but man, I don't. He's on your.
Where is this at? Where's this going
to
be at?
Where's this at?
I'm asking for another friend.
You're asking for a
different friend. Do they
need extra? You're asking for Mark Velasquez's brother. That's what you're doing. You're asking for the brother for your brother.
Do they need extra?
Well, yeah, so you can actually, you know, scoop them up.
Come here, sweet. I missed the spot.
You do not want to go to the spot.
He's going to do the dirty dancing lift to the visiting.
He's on board that night, bro. I'm doing
it. It's entertainment, guys. Entertainment. All I'm asking for is just a videotape when he comes in and whoever's refereeing that.
I'm doing it right now.
I want video and photos so I can post it up on the Two New Podcast when it happens, because this is going to be good, guys.
All I can say
to you, a lot of lip gloss, baby.
Yeah.
A lot of lip gloss.
Because
you don't know what ballpark you'll be kissing.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, with me, I got on the 28th with New Breed Wrestling there at the Landmark. February the 3rd, we're going to be at the Port Isabel.
Awesome.
3Bat Productions.
All right.
The following week, February the 10th, of course, with Will and Salinas. Casa de Vestine and Harlingen. So everybody in Cameron County, we're going to be on that side.
There you go.
Not only that, I think we already announced, 3Bat Productions, we already announced Spring Brawl.
There you go.
March the 9th at the Jacob Brown Auditorium, and we're bringing a AAA's Mega Campeón, El Hijo del Vikingo. So
here we go.
Major names out. They haven't said other artists.
And that's what the beautiful part is, man. I mean, when you have a lot of wrestling, I call them little federations, but what do you want to call them? You know, businesses, if you want to say that, or branches.
Promotion.
It's our promotion. Yeah, that's a better word. Promotions. We have different wrestling promotions. It's awesome to see, like, oh, we're bringing this guy. Oh yeah, we're bringing this guy. Oh, we're bringing this guy. You know, it like it makes the fan want like, well, where the hell are we gonna go?
Yeah.
What's the first one we want to go see? I mean, we can go see these guys this week. Maybe we'll go see that next week. But they're not going to have that person this week. Anyway, you know, and that's what's so freaking awesome, man. Because
it's a business.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's you're selling a product. You want to know which is the better product you want to go see. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's some people that are really into the American wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
There's a lot of people who are really into AAA or Lucha Libre, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the beautiful thing about down here in the RGB, man. There's so much. It's like a mixture of noodle, man. It's all in there, baby.
Promoters. I mean, there's a lot of them here in the valley, but I think the major ones is basically the ones that we work for, 3Bat Productions and Will Wrestling and Salinas Promotion. Those are, I guess, you can call them the WWAEWs of the
of Valley.
Okay.
Of course, you also have Junior Promotions out of Edinburgh. You also have, I think now, STX, Lucha Libre is coming out. There's a lot of promoters.
I've seen at least six, I think.
Yeah.
From what I've seen on Facebook.
On Facebook. There's a lot of them here in the Valley.
They're popping up.
Of course, New Breed Wrestling. You also have a Combat Cult. You know, the American, I mean, you have a lot of these people there, you know, and you have Evil Masters también, you know, that do their luchas, the wrestling events in Bronzeville. But a lot of times we make friends with everybody. We have made friends with everybody.
Right.
Sometimes they'll give us a call if we're available to work with them. If we're available, absolutely. But not that I want to say anything about the smaller promotion that we work for, but like I've told you before in the shows, I'm always going to be more faithful to Salinas Promotion, Will, Three Bats, because those are the people that have actually opened us the doors to this big event.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You know, they're the ones that are always, you know, faithful to us.
Yeah.
They take care of us and all that. And I'm not saying that nobody else has done it, you know. Danny Chance has given me, you know, a chance to work with New Breed Wrestling. And I love working with those guys, you know, from James Blackheart to Mooncat.
She really needs to make that shirt. Yeah.
You know, all that talent, you know, if you guys have never been to any events, whether it's New Breed, Combat Cult, or any of them, hey, go to these events. They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're hard hitting matches.
What I've seen is just the sheer different options that we have here in the Valley to be able to go and enjoy whatever style you were saying. If you like this or that, just as a fan, I would go to all of them. If I've got the time, man,
absolutely.
And honestly, the value that you're paying for, it pays for itself.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. Everything is expensive right now, but going to a wrestling event, it's not that expensive compared to, you know, WWE or AEW. Those a little bit more pricey,
right?
And like what
you're getting for, you know, you're getting your money's worth when you go to these shows,
right?
And especially, you know, not only the major wrestlers, you also get your money's worth with us.
Yeah. Well, I guess you want to put it that way.
I'm still thinking of coming out of retirement for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen,
I don't know why.
You want to know why?
You want to know
his nickname?
What? Go ahead.
His nickname is La Máxima Honestidad del Rey.
That's right.
La Máxima Honestidad.
Okay.
Really, where do you have honesty in the ring?
Everywhere.
Where?
Everywhere.
Dude, you have the Gemelo Panteras always wanting to kick your butt because you get involved in their matches too much.
No, they pull me into the match. I try to be as neutral as possible to be able to do my job, but, you know, some of these wrestlers, man,
You want to talk neutral. What happened to the other brand that we had with Sabadales?
I remember.
Sabadales, you got involved with it. You tried to hit a belt.
Remember, Alberto Del Rio, el patrón, he started pulling me. And
something
then he
something tells me inside to go to Chispirito for one of
the
and just say, silencio.
Pentagon.
Silencio.
I was not
the back and forth.
No, and not only that, and then he comes out like that,
get him something
nice. Dude, I'm like seriously, ever since I brought him in, I've been telling the promoters that I want to come out of retirement, because I really did retire. I actually called it quits and I became a ring announcer. But now I can say that I regret it.
What do we got?
I got people saying here, fight. No, just joking.
Oh, shit. Here we go. What the fuck?
We are back.
Holy crap, dude. Oh my god, big shout out to all our sponsors.
You're getting your money's worth of this show. Am I on? You're on, dude. Don't you ever do that shit again.
Don't call me up.
Hey, at least you're like 10 feet away. Yeah. Oh, oh my
god, dude. Well, what fucked it up with him smelling? Oh.
Hey,
puro pinche
tequila,
Elias.
Puro tequila, bro. So I was like, ese vato que...
Puro pinche hielo. Only on the Chewing In podcast, guys. So we got, we're coming back to our senses here.
Are you trying to get back to your senses?
We're trying. It's still kind of blurry. You might want to sit back a little bit. You know, I'm still kind of, thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
I'm so relaxed.
Oh my god, here, dude. You can pull the cap. There you go. There you go. That looks better.
He's gonna wear sunglasses.
I'm sorry. But anyways, guys, we're back. Like I said, thank you once again to all our sponsors. We appreciate you guys helping us out as much as you guys can to keep this podcast live. As you can see right in front of the gentleman on the front screen right there, we also be sponsored by Thai Tequila. If you're watching, please share. God damn, this is getting out of control. Pai Tequila, one of our sponsors, has been great with us.
Not for much longer.
And that's because
we have not drank so he can eat.
Exactly.
Oh, chinga.
No, it's actually. I'm gonna be honest, guys. The tequila blanco is a very smooth taste, but it will hit you like a regular tequila, man. It's very, very good. But shout out to those guys. Shout out to all our sponsors. We appreciate you guys. But we are back with... Holy shit.
Oh,
my God.
Tequila blanco is regular tequila.
Let's go. And I see Sean Logan saying that vodka was tequila, bro. It wasn't vodka, it was tequila, bro. You know? Remember, you had like four shots that day, man. So we're going back to what we're talking about, these big events. All the promotions have these great matches that are coming up. As far as, I mean, I already have known what your top matches have been, you know, the famous...
You don't need to ask him. You can still ask me the same question.
I need to ask him because he's new to the podcast, bro. You know, any big matches that you've been in that you recorded in your refereeing timeline that you say that one of the best matches I've ever done? Is there one in particular that you know spot on the drawing that you say yes, just that?
I think there are three that I'll keep in mind because you really can't have one. So, I don't know about you, right? It's like a collection, right? You start going into all of them. But I think it wasn't my favorite, but it's just the one that I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this because of my, it was like a childhood.
Get to the point!
It's El Hijo del Santo Jr.
Wow.
There you go. With them, and that was great. Also, when I...
Okay, you had a match.
You were referee, man.
Okay, man. You gotta explain yourself.
No, I don't need to. So That was one. And then this last event at the Jacob Brown, when I had Pentagon, Sam Adonis, the third guy was Artemis. That match was great. He was there. it was hard.
You got your butt kicked that night, dude.
It was a great match. Honestly, it was great.
No, he was already cracked. We had to actually carry him back to the dressing room, dude, because that's how bad they got. They kicked
for real, dude. They
can't. Yeah, it was a trash can. And I don't remember anything after that. And that's, we're trying to enforce the rules and be, you know, as honest as possible. And don't, this guy's making faces, but, you know, don't pay attention to him. So, yeah.
No, it's because you keep saying that you enforce the rules. You never enforce anything.
Rules. So that was my second, my big matches. And then third one, it was Chavo Guerrero, Carlito, and Chris Masters.
Wow.
Those three guys.
Wow.
Like
wow.
That was in Portland.
That was in California.
What promotion was that over there?
It was Vendetta Pro, Central Coast, California.
Okay.
But yeah, there's so many. I think there's the one that just hit you because of the moment that you're in. Once you start getting into more matches, you start getting used to it. But every cycle, when it starts a new cycle, that's kind of when it hits you. Like, oh, man, new spot, new.
I've had so many.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like
I've had so many. I can't really say that I have one favorite one because I've been with the top stars, and like we said it before, you know, it's you know a lot of people always ask this question: why is it that like on the first match we're like a different character, and then when we have the main event, we are a different character? It's because, you know, with the major stars, and I'm not saying that the local guys are not major stars because they're also major stars here locally. But whenever the promoters bring down the big guys, that's their job.
Yeah.
Unless they tell you that you're going to get involved, do something, then you're going to do it. If not, your job is to be professional up in that ring and be neutral and be down the line. You know, you can't be yourself anymore.
Yeah.
You're normal. Like him with his character, me with my character, we cannot be those same people in the main events. Because it's totally different.
I got Valdemar Cortez saying, all I know is that La Munga will be kissing the refs and announcers in Portis.
Okay, Mr. Valdez, por favor. I already told you, I am not going to ring announce from the center of the ring. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be either a guy from the DJ or I'm going to do it from the restroom.
Final word, Jew, will it happen?
It'll happen.
Oh, it's going
to
happen.
No, it's going to happen to the referee, not to me.
Oh, it's going to happen
to us. It's going
to happen. Hey, and now that we got Mr. Cortez, I still want to know, how in the world did you get me out of the suite that you have rented me first and give it to me?
Because he knows better.
Dude, that's not fair. Better.
That is not fair.
He needs it. Yeah. First of all, they actually gave me the suite, and now they
picture your suite. It was like a broom closet. That was the suite.
Broom closet.
Yeah.
A broom closet.
I went from a jacuzzi suite and all that, balcony, ocean view, and all that to that, and they give it to this guy. I don't know why.
Wow. Interesting.
It's very interesting.
At all.
No, vas a ver, te vas a caer ese suite.
Hey, ya cuélgale, ya cuélgale.
My little boy.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, it's
my little boy. It's my little boy. Because he visits. Oh, here you go. There you go. I got an answer back. It says, Mr. Cortez says he visits me twice a week. He's my favorite. And let me see what else here. That's basically it. That's what he said.
Is he talking about me or you?
This guy.
I think he's talking
about you. I visit him twice a week.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Really? Here we go. Okay. And that's all we have today for the Tune of Podcast.
That's all we have.
This
is like, you
I wonder why.
What? Why? Why though?
Oh,
we gotta keep certain individuals from coming back from retirement. So, you know, we gotta be able to get in there and start working the...
During
the
dinner?
Threads,
during dinner? Lunch?
No.
Brunch?
No dinner, no. Just an announced visit.
In-N-Out visit.
It's that good.
They're like the In-N-Out burgers. And just like that. Yeah.
Wow.
In-N-Out.
Oh yeah, another referee actually that we're gonna have. Ahorita hablando de referees, another referee that we're gonna have. Porque pues ahora, you know, of course, the Tilapia is not gonna be able to go that day. Pero a big shout out to La Doctora Cynthia Aguirre.
She's probably not watching.
She's
knocking out some TikToks right now.
She's doing TikTok. Yeah, that's just looking at myself. Dude, I mean, we have a female referee.
Wow.
Well, this is a special request from Mr. Cortez here. He goes, don't worry, I got a suite for the Pilacas and La Bulga.
La Bulga.
Yeah, La Bulga.
You got excited.
Hey, as long as I have the suite, I don't care who I'm with.
Well, you heard it first.
Yeah. Where did you hear it first?
I don't think you should have said that.
Hold on, where did you hear it first?
I'm getting the sweet still, so I don't care who I'm sharing it with now.
Big shout out, no sé si but like you say, she's probably doing TikTok. So
yeah, that practice.
La doctora, we have another referee, La Doctora Cynthia Aguirre. She's actually from Matamoros también. Wow. She's been doing lucha for a little bit over a year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she comes from a lucha libre family, actually from Matamoro, Dr. Kaoma, two brother, Kaoma Jr., and of course Chamaco Ezerra. So they come from a family luchística, let me call it. Yeah, all that.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, she'll be there that day. So for all you men, hey, si la quieren ver en vivo, ahí va a estar en vivo.
Hey, there you watch go. Up, there you go. Watch out. He's like, "La man,
yeah, you want to have a también."
She's going to be there.
Still talking about wrestling, because you know, every Thursday, basically, if you have wrestling, I follow your podcast, even if you have other guests here.
Yes.
You know, you've
yes.
been talking a lot about wrestling, lucha libre, and all the events.
Yeah.
I know that you were talking about one time about the movie, The Iron Claw.
Yes. My brother and I went to go watch it.
My brother went to go watch it.
Yeah. He done fucked it up.
No Latino?
No.
Let's talk about it. You're familiar with the Monerics and all that, so
I am. I went and saw some of the reviews and some of the podcasts talking about it. So I was like, yeah, sounds like a good movie. I just never got around to
seeing it. Yeah, just don't go.
It was in a select theater too, right?
Don't go with somebody that knows everything. You know,
they're gonna tell you
and they fuck it up. Yeah,
but you gave it what? You gave it a what?
I gave it a 4.5.
When did you give a die at the end?
In every little part.
Everybody knows the
individually. Each brother. Oh, this is what happened. Amputation. Dude, let me watch it.
Well, here's a spoiler for you guys. Cortez saying La Doctora will hit Pilacas with a chair. I just want to let you guys know that right now.
Oh, okay. Come on, Mr. Cortez.
There you go.
But I'm going to be sick on February the 3rd. But going back, you gave it a 4.5.
I gave it a 4.5 only for one reason only.
A 4.5, and we both agree on the same reason why.
Yeah.
My ratings, I'll be honest. You know, I've been a wrestling fan since back in the late 70s, mm-hmm. starting from the late 70s and all that.
Right.
I gave it a 4.
Okay.
And barely a 4. You know, in reality, that movie was, yes, more about basically whoever portrayed Fritz von Erich, dude, he did a hell of a job. That was Fritz von Erich.
Everybody's been saying
that. You know, Zac Efron, you know, he did an excellent job as Kevin von Erich.
Yeah.
But that's how it all started. Right. With Fritz and Kevin. It was first Fritz, of course, you know, everything that happened through him, how he got
the
sportatorium, buying mm-hmm. the sportatorium and all that.
Right.
So basically started with Kevin. Then, of course, from Kevin, it went to David. David, it went to Kerry. Kerry actually had no choice because, you know,
the Olympics and all that.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, then came Mike. And then after Mike, of course, it was Chris.
Chris
was never mentioned in the movie. Right. Which that's what kind of disappointed me because, I understand – Chris was not involved too much in the wrestling business like his older brothers.
Right.
I think he was, only like 6 months?
He was
about 6 months.
6 months since he was actually going to be, but just barely turned 21.
He was barely going to turn 21, mm-hmm. but he was more, not even a mid-carder. You know, he was barely more like a starter.
Right.
And all that. Why they didn't bring it into the movie, obviously everybody had their reasons. Yeah. I don't really care why, but they should have brought him in, yeah, at least on a small part. The other things that I did not agree with on that movie was the way they made Carrie Von Erich, you know, of course everybody knows that Carrie Von Erich committed suicide, basically,
right.
So did Mike,
yeah, right, right,
you know. They made it seem like he was depressed because of what was going on in WWE. You know, because it was a phone call. Hey, you know what? Now I'm Mick Carter. They're only going to have me do house shows.
Right.
And then after that, it goes back to where he committed suicide.
Yeah. Right.
So they made a scene. But people don't, who really know the story.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, when that happened to Carrie, Carrie committed suicide. Carrie died like, what, 2-3 years later.
Yeah.
After that. You know, and it was because of something else.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go into those details because it's very personal.
Yes, it is.
You know, same thing with Mike.
Mike.
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Chris, the reason, you know, that Chris happened is because he missed his brothers. Basically, it was more like a brotherly bond.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember that one of the biggest honor for me was when I first started refereeing, I actually refereed a match with Kevin Von Erich. And Gentleman Chris Adams before Gentleman Chris Adams.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Now you're talking how many years ago?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Chris Adams died, what, in 1990?
It was 96, 97? No?
Earlier, no. Earlier. I think it was earlier than
93.
That.
93.
You know, and this happened. They actually did it at that. There was a little, it was like, I think I can recall, it was like a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. They did it. There's like a little pavilion right in front. You remember South Dallas and McAllen?
Yep, I do.
The pavilion right in front.
Okay, okay, okay.
That's
okay.
Where they did it. And to me, when I did that, I think that has been the most time I was nervous. Because why? I was barely starting the business. Right. I was doing a main event.
Shit, and then being in the room
with Kevin
Von Erich.
And then after that, I see him at the Tejano Saloon the following night. They're drinking, you know, all that, you know. So I
got good job, kid.
But the movie, yes, was about them.
Yeah.
But it really... My disappointment was of the way they made it seem how the other, you know, they lost their lives.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, that is a real good point.
You know, because Kevin never found Carrie. It wasn't Kevin who found Carrie. It was actually the dad.
Dad, yeah.
The dad.
Yeah.
You know, so Mike, it wasn't really in that area where they found him.
Right.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Everybody changes. But other than that, you know,
the truth is kind of twisted a little bit.
But then again, and another thing that, when you brought it up, and
what?
The biggest mistake of that movie.
Ric Flair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, anybody, I just told my brother, I go, we were excited when we saw it. Oh, shit, it's going to be Ric Flair to see how he does it. And then when he starts talking, we're like,
ridiculous, bro.
Appearance? Yes.
Ah,
okay.
Yeah. The talking? No, bad.
He was more like a semi-Hulk Hogan kind of talking.
Yeah.
You know, he gave more that impression like a Hulk Hogan. But, dude, if you're going to be Ric Flair, dude, you better be Ric Flair in the movies. You better, in Hollywood, you have
you to. Gotta play.
You got to play Ric Flair. You know, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was, to me, I was like.
The only time, I'm gonna be honest with you, the only time where he came real close to sounding like him, it was after the match. And they were like, "Woo, kid, you're awesome. You can take me any time of the day." I'm like, "Right there. There it is. Why couldn't you do it like that on camera?" It was right there. I don't know what happened. I'm like, he hit it right on the mark.
And all you have to do was beat him, like, "Woo," you know, do his stuff, you know, like when he was in the NWA.
Yes.
You know, and all that. Be like him. You know, of course, you know, basically all the matches at the beginning, they were just quick matches, you know, of course, with the Iron Sheik.
Right.
Kevin against the Iron Sheik. Of course, Bruiser Brody.
Yep.
My opinion, whoever portrayed you know who portrayed Bruiser Brody, right?
I didn't see who it was.
That guy came out in a commercial.
Oh, really?
In you remember those commercials with the Vikings? It was a commercial. I can't remember.
The Capital One commercial.
Capital One.
Oh, really?
That was that big guy.
Yeah,
that was him.
Oh, okay.
You know, and of course, Gentleman Chris Adams there, Gino Hernandez. Yeah. But by both, everybody, the Freebirds, dude, those guys.
I could not stop laughing when
he was laughing the whole time.
I go, look, Michael PSA.
Michael PSA, and
the way
he comes out, dude, he did it. Like, at Michael Pia State.
Yeah, they did
the guy
a great
who works
job.
With Terry Gordy, you know, that Buddy Roberts, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Those guys did a hell of a job. But the most disappointing one that came out was the guy who portrayed Ric Flair.
Oh, my God.
You know, he
got like so much
criticism. He got a lot of criticism.
He got a lot of hate and criticism from a lot of people, man.
My question is why.
But he didn't do it right.
He just didn't do it.
He didn't give it no pun intended. He didn't give it the flair.
The flair.
Pretty much. He didn't give it. Exactly. I mean, shit, even Mondo could have done the damn skimmy flair.
I can't let you out.
I'm going to tell you.
Really put blonde hair on him. Because that glare, that dick still hit my eyes. And make any girl cry, especially that fat one right there. I can make any girl cry, even with that fat one right there.
I think Mr. Cortez just said that not to forget about Mark Stein. We had Mr. Cortez, we had already mentioned it, sir. Yeah, we did mention that.
Yes.
El Hijo del Vikingo and Mark Stein, Jacob Brown. And I just saw right now that he posted that there are more surprises in June and in October.
Nice. Yes.
Hey, I'm going to be like Fluffy. I wonder for who.
This is what I love about Mondo here, man. I'm going to tell you straight out. This is the reason why I like Mondo so much. Is that not many guests do this. He's watching the podcast on his phone at the same time he's seeing the comments.
Yeah.
And that is so freaking hot. Applause to this guy, man. This guy knows how to be on TV, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Something you need to learn. Something you need to learn.
Let me tell you one thing, brother.
But no, but going back down to acá, la máxima honestidad del ring.
Mm.
I'm serious, man. You really need to start being, like you say, neutral. And
I am. Here we go.
No, you're not.
Here we go again.
No, you're not. And let me tell you one thing. That little thing that you and Big Ben también have against Mayahilo. You guys better not even think about ever trying to even lay a hand on him.
Oh, here we go.
Don't even try it. Because if it has to stay,
this guy's got to show up to the events for me to lay a hand on this guy. So, no show, no hands.
No. Well, I know.
Yeah, right.
But I know that. No, but I know that you and Big Man have been already, you know, getting together and trying to.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, watch out for the bottle.
Secret weapon.
Oh, shit.
No. And the reason that I'm bringing that up is because there's only been in two shows where I got my
compadre. You're understanding?
And we have another referee, because I'm a Big Man. I'm hoping that he could, if he sees us, Big Man Arriola. I know that you all have been not being too good with my Alfaro Tilapia. And the only reason that you guys are, I'll be honest, and you have to admit it. You have to admit it. You guys are jealous of him because he has more popularity now than you guys.
Here we go.
No. Oh. There's no jealousy here. We're all workers.
What did you say?
I don't go down that level to be jealous.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing to be jealous of.
Something tells us in this whole conversation here, I don't know, man, but I get a... Is there a sort of a two-faced thing going on here?
No. It's because we're not just saying, right?
I'm not talking about you, buddy. I'm talking about you.
It's not a two-faced. It's just the fact that, you know, I was like, when we brought this guy in, I was like, okay, you know, hey, referee. And all of a sudden, you know, he calls himself La Máxima Honestidad.
You can check all the videos that have been posted online, and, you know, the people, they knew nothing but cheer. Cheer and applaud. It's like, man, you're doing great. That's all you hear.
Dude, when I announce you, everybody cries.
Everybody's like, yeah.
And dude, the way this guy
came here to see this guy, man. So yeah.
These guys, every time we talk, it's so smooth, dude.
I know, and it scares me a little bit.
I know.
He
sounds like it sounds like one of those
cars that try to sell you a limit.
I'm just saying,
if no fucks given was a word in the dictionary, your picture would be right there.
It probably would.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be where it says honesty. It's going to be maximum honesty.
Yeah, right.
I can see Chew there getting antsy. Like, I'm about to take off my leg and beat them both with it.
Something's about to happen.
Yeah, I actually smelled a lot of fucking stuff in the
pocket.
He's like,
son,
about
to talk. No.
He's saying, if you want me to whip it, no.
Switch is right there.
The switch is right there.
It's right there.
It got some mind of its own. It'll look here right now. Keep it in your pants.
Keep it in your pants.
That's not wrong, bro.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I could have said whip it out.
No,
dude, what are you doing?
He's got to go up through.
I might have freaking... Your leg, dude.
You gotta go ahead and get the safety.
Oh, you slow down. Slow
down. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
I mean, I just want you to just be yourself.
I am all that.
Thank you. But just make sure that you do not touch my house. When
I don't. I have not yet.
Not all yet.
Final question. I like to say something real quick.
By any
chance, in the near future, I know you are retired, but in the near future, will they be a one versus one in the match between both of you if your house gets touched by any chance?
No.
Inappropriately?
I don't touch senior citizens. So.
You're not that much younger than me.
Before I brought the walker over here. So you didn't bring the walker. I did.
Damn. Did you say something, man? Is it?
That's my fucking walker. That is a prescription.
And that's okay. I'm already getting Social Security.
Yeah.
We're good.
Oh, shit, guys. We're coming up to 59 minutes of the podcast.
Apenas.
Fucking time.
Apenas.
Because
we
how much
more
do we
have. We got a couple more minutes to go. And I still got to show this week's video for our upcoming rock video for this week. It's going to be based on Surge. Surge is a band from Uvalde, Texas, a great band. They will be down here. I just got information on that. I think they're supposed to be coming down here in, I'll tell you right now. They'll be coming to the Hop Shop March 23rd in Harlingen. So you might want to check those guys out. These guys are rocking hot band. Yep, just in time by the middle of spring break. That would be awesome.
What is that spring break?
You forgot what spring break was?
Yeah.
Back in the day, we used to do the little band drive all the South Park driving.
We used to worry about the motor. We used to worry about the motor. Back in the late 80s, dude, spring break over there was a lot more.
That was it. That was the place to go.
Yep.
Yeah, the last concert that I saw there was actually Eddie Money.
See, back then...
You weren't even born.
I wasn't. But I'm just saying, like, everything stopped because of the Kilroys, right? No.
That didn't stop anything. Just stopped the people going to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. Pero the island, como quieras,
se puede. People still go.
So they still went, not as many as before.
Right.
But, it narrowed down about 50%.
Like Coca-Cola Beach, once it got taken down, that was it.
That's where all the concerts were.
Yeah.
At the Coca-Cola Beach, and all that, which was over here by the jetties coming and all that. That's where it was and all that. And like I said, that's where I saw Eddie Money for the last time. I saw Vixen there, there were a lot of concerts. Back then, there were concerts. I think little DJs.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. There is a lot more DJs now going to the island. I don't get it. I mean, I've never been a big fan of the DJ thing. Never. I'm a musician, guitar player, rock music. So I can deal with the hip-hop music. It's fine. It's okay. It's just if I'm going to the island, I want to see an actual live band.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Well, enjoy it right now because once Elon Musk turn takes over, it's gonna be over.
Oh, great!
Now spring break is gonna be a bunch of
Elon Musk again. God damn!
Hey, dude,
can we not go one fucking?
He fucked up our weather, dude.
I'm sure he did. He's gonna keep doing it.
He's gonna take over all of Brownsville and all the islands.
The button's right there. The button is right there.
It's right there.
It's funny, man, because Mondo's so used to it. Like, the new guy's like, what is happening right now?
We are people of professional wrestling, so we're used to everything.
You guys are nothing, man. You guys are amateurs compared to the...
Oh, wow. Wait till we turn off the podcast and we'll see who's amateur.
Why turn it on? Let's do it live.
No, it's okay. I got sponsors over watch.
No, we're not.
All your sponsors are in Big Hello. Can you imagine having a podcast in the long room behind the scenes? Behind the scenes podcast with everything that goes on behind in the locker room?
You should.
That's what I'm saying. That's the phases.
That'd be gold.
No, we can't.
One of these days, you guys should actually go to one of our shows.
We have to. We're going to have to try that. Go out there and check that out, man. Yeah. We would love to be out there just to either if it's away in the back or in the front. Doesn't matter. Just to watch the matches.
Let us know whenever you guys are. I'll let you know, Mark, whenever we have another event. And if
for sure. We'll talk
to the promoters and all that.
Get us out. Get your leg ready. Or even backstage so we can do the rest of
get your leg ready.
Yes.
Before they go to the ring.
Yeah, and we'll have so much podcast and all that. That's why,
you might be witnesses of some butt whooping. There's only one way.
I've come to a conclusion, man, and I'm gonna say it out loud here. I'm finding the reason why you're wearing so much bling. I know why.
Okay.
There we go.
I can see the receding hairline on top, and you don't want to be like Mondo over there, so you're trying to keep the visual here, not up here. That's
smoking mirrors.
Again. Again. Le estaba dando competencia al Bronco 956.
Smoking mirrors.
Again.
Le quieres dar competencia
al Bronco 956.
Oh, my God, man.
El terrible
956 se van a poner ahí. Well, ya lo tiene. Ya, you just said it right now. Yeah, it's going to be available all over the RGB now, man. En el Cacahuate 956 too. Better as guys.
Hey, I don't mind.
I'll tell you right now whose fault that is. And I'm gonna say it out loud. Right here on camera. It's your fault, Armando Treviño. It's your fault that I call Mando now El Cacahuate. You know Armando Treviño is. Guys, thank you so much for coming out to the podcast. I appreciate you guys coming out. I had so much fun. Dish out all the...
Iván, ¿quieres decirle a todo el mundo cómo están? Well, first of all, lastly, it's been an honor for all of you guys to have me here.
Oh!
I want to make sure
that
clear.
Where's the shut-off mic for that freaking mic or whatever?
We do have a show next week, February 3rd, at Port Isabel. We got another one on the 10th at Casa Amistad with Little Wrestling, Love or Pain. And then there's
March 9th,
Spring Brawl.
Spring Brawl.
At the Jacob Brown in Brownsville.
So, and of course, with 3Bat Productions, in March we have Spring Brawl,
mm-hmm.
June we have Summer Bash, and then of course, October we have
Halloween.
Now, the events that we're doing in Port Isabel, now they're called All Lucha Libre at the Bay. At the Bay.
Okay.
Now it's actually going to be our fourth one. So, yeah, vamos expandiendo.
That's good. Man.
Vamos.
That's
un saludo para todos, everybody. For the people that I work with, New Breed Wrestling, of course, Matt, Jan Serrano, Pete Payne, everybody, Pete, I still got a...
Oh, shit.
A Pete.
I like to see that.
3Bat Productions, Will Wrestling, Selinas, all those guys.
Selinas.
Anything for Selinas.
Anything for Selinas.
And do you guys have any
social media so they can follow you on, guys?
Mainly, I just use Facebook. You can find me as Ivan Samaripa. That's El Terrible. That's in Facebook. All
right.
Armando Reyes.
Armando Pelagas, a.k.a. Cacahuate.
Yeah.
I love figuring out
Armando Reyes, actually, you can find me there. Actually, I'm in a suit.
There you go.
Because I there's two Armando Reyes there with my picture on it.
Uh-huh.
One of them has this shirt on. That account is already not closed, but it's still active, but I couldn't get back into it because when I got a new phone, I actually
by accident, I deactivated. I forgot my password and everything too, so I couldn't log into it.
Yes,
so I had to create a new one.
Araceli Reyes Garcia says, apúrenle porque it's time for bedtime for Armando.
You know my sister. That's Araceli, my sister. You know my sister, Chilla. That's her. Yo sé, I know. This elderly person.
Se va a quedar anoche. Ya le compré almohada y sábana a dormir. Ya está bien viejito, dice.
That's why
yo la
quiero
para que la abrace.
Ahorita le hablamos a cómo se llama ¿cómo se llama? El Bula.
Thank you, Mark, for having us once again. I mean, we really enjoyed this podcast. And I really want to thank you for what you do for the wrestling business.
Thank you.
You're a big time fan, and I know that, like I said, you have had a lot of people here in the wrestling business.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime in the future, we will come again, pero traemos. If we can bring maybe the promoters, if they're up
here. Sure, man, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Some local luchadores that we have, so they can actually see you. So the people can meet up también.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You guys are always welcome anytime.
Anytime.
Or don't tell me anytime.
They're going to show up tomorrow, man. You see what you did? I'm on here Thursday.
That's it.
I'm here 7 to 9. That's it. And it's way past my bedtime, too. So let's wrap this shit up.
Guys, once again, thank you for coming out. I appreciate you guys coming out and entertaining us for tonight's podcast. Like I said, more than welcome to come back in whenever you guys want. Let us know when you have availability, and we'll get you back in here so you can
absolutely
talk more wrestling.
Wrestling
with us.
We're Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for everybody tuning in this week. Next week, we have a special guest coming in. Not like last week when we had almost Andy Reid on the podcast. Which, by the way, you owe him an apology, dude.
That was all your fault because I thought it was
one of people now because of you.
Wow, yeah. That was not me. I didn't say that. That was that guy right over there.
He loves all humanity, but now he hates brown people.
I saw the look in his face.
Ruined it.
I did fuck it up for the Mexican community. I'm sorry.
I'm black.
Sounds like a personal problem. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in. This week we have Surge as our video of the week. Enjoy yourselves. Take care of each other, man. And we will see you next week at Thursday, 7:30 p.m. And like always, guys,
ladies and gentlemen,
peace out, guys. Yeah.
What?